The island is remote, lush, tropical, with stretches of white beach interspersed with thick green jungle. Above is a large, powerful, and brightly colored bird which soars and glides, spirals up, and plummets with folded wings as it dominates but lives in complete harmony with its island home. Such is Joan Tower's vision of her island prelude. Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Spring Journeys will be our program this week. We'll travel to Joan Tower's imaginary island, to Betty Beath's Indonesia, Carol Barnett's Cyprus, and Dorothy Carwithin's Suffolk, and experience it all this springtime evening through Thea Musgrave's orchestral piece, Spring. Let's begin with that as a tribute to Ms. Musgrave's May 27th birthday. It is part of the larger piece, The Seasons, which was commissioned in 1988 by the Academy of St. Martin and the Fields in celebration of Musgrave's 60th birthday. Thea was born in Edinburgh, Scotland, and studied first at the University of Edinburgh and later at the Conservatoire in Paris, where she spent 4 years as a pupil of Nadia Boulanger. She became a prominent member of the British musical life with her orchestral, choral, operatic, and chamber works. In 1970, she became guest professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and has resided in the United States ever since. The Seasons was inspired by a visit to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Musgrave's vision of spring is that the rain comes, the ice and snow melt, and a dawn chorus of birds heralds the arrival of spring. The voice of the cuckoo is heard. Van Gogh, the sower, is one picture which came to her mind. Let's hear it now with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra conducted by Nicholas Kramer.